Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. I was reading in the scripture that beautiful passage that says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him, and thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. That's Psalm 8, verse 1, 4 through 6 that I read. In praise to God, David so beautifully expressed our high calling in Christ and the final state of man's honor. Beloved, Jesus, our Lord, is the head of His church, and we are His body. In the last few generations, many have preached, including Brother Glass, the truths of the power of faith and the authority of the believer being restored to the church. We've heard it preached, but I believe only now are we really growing into that fullness of maturity, which is a full expression of the manifestation of God's purpose for the dominion that is to come. We are to rule and reign with Him, but God wants us to have dominion now. What? To establish His kingdom? No, that kingdom is within us, but we have dominion over all the enemies of King Jesus, and that includes sin, darkness, and all bondage and oppression from evil hosts. He's given us power over all power of the enemy. We have been blessed, brother and sister, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, and in the wonder of God's own expressed design and purpose, you and I, beloved, are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And as we willingly surrender all to Him, and that's a process, He's gentle with us, but we really have to die to self. As we're willing to do this, though, I believe He will hasten this maturing process. All creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, and our hearts cry out, Maranatha, which means the Lord cometh. Praise God. There's such an outpouring of the Spirit of God all over this earth. We have heard the reports in other nations of the world, but I believe we're going to see it here in this country among a people that have, this American people that have gone cold and have turned away from God. We are going to see revival, and it's going to happen, first of all, in the hearts of God's people. To mature in our Christian walk, beloved, and to fight the good fight of faith, the Lord has equipped us. He's given us great and exceeding precious promises in His Word. And He's also given to us, His body, the church, power as well as revelation knowledge through the gifts of the Spirit. He's given us the power gifts, the working of miracles, healing. He's given to us revelation knowledge, word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the prophetic utterances. He communicates to us not only through His Word, but through that still small voice and by the Spirit of prophecy. Paul warned Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 and 1 that in the last days perilous times shall come. Some will have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. What does denying the power thereof mean? Did you ever question that? One translation says resisting its influence. The Greek word for denying has a variety of New Testament meanings, but conveys the sense of having a choice, but refusing, rejecting, declining, giving up, or renouncing something. The Greek word for power here is dunamis, which means power, especially inherent power, that which intrinsically belongs to someone. That stem, duna, D-U-N-A, has the basic meaning of being able or capable. God's power flows into our lives when we unite our wills with the will of God. Beloved, obedience brings God's power into our lives. This scripture in 2 Timothy refers to those who are, quote, reprobate concerning the faith. That's verse 9, who are not lovers of God, but lovers of self. These are false shepherds, the wolves in sheep's clothing, who desire to spoil the flock of God. Beloved, therefore, it's so important that we have the gift of discernment operating in our lives. By the operation of this gift, we will discern, or another way of putting it, we can recognize or identify that which is of God and that which is of the devil and of flesh. And sometimes those two, last two, are closely related. Those who pervert the way of truth and turn to wickedness voluntarily are rejecting the very power which would enable them to walk in holiness and righteousness before God. Holy Ghost discernment reveals the motives and intents of the heart, regardless of external appearances. The Lord wants me to share this with you, beloved, because Scripture commands us that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Twisting the truth and counterfeits shall so abound in the last days that Jesus said, if it were possible, they, the false Christs and prophets, shall deceive the very elect. That's Matthew 24:24. But praise God, beloved, we don't have to be fearful, for as we desire to walk in the Spirit, and as we do that, it is not possible to be deceived, for the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth. On the opposite side of the coin, the Spirit beareth witness within us as to the presence activity of the Holy Spirit, what He's doing in any given situation in someone's lives. And if we can discern that which is of God, well, praise God, then we can affirm, we can support in prayer, we can know that which is of the Lord. We don't have to be fearful. We don't, you know, so often you've seen people that come into service and they're just kind of narrow-eyed, arms folded, kind of looking around, discerning the spirits. Well, beloved, we don't have to do that because the Spirit will bear witness. And if something's not right, if something doesn't register, then your spirit will respond. You will know that which is of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, beloved, also, and this is such a beautiful concept, recognizes and supports and respects the plans of God in you and vice versa. There's a wonderful harmony in the body of Christ. There's no competition. In fact, if we'd recognize that, there would be such beautiful harmony and a lack of division and unity and disunity within the body of Christ. This very principle, if we could just recognize that, beloved, believers complement one another when we truly conform our agendas to the plans of the Master Architect. The Lord is building His house. He has the master plan of how the members of His body fit and work together. There's no competition, opposition, or striving because, why? It's not an individual's will, but we're all submitting to the will of the Lord. And that will is being orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. He's working in us to will and to do that which He desires. And my prayer is for UCM partners, for myself, and for you, the listening audience, that you will have an ever greater keenness and awareness as you operate in the spiritual realm of discernment in your life. God has so much for His people. We have such a high calling. And in fact, I just want to stop right now and pray. Father, Lord, you see those who have in times past been deceived. They've kind of judged by appearances, and only time later has revealed they didn't have the discernment they needed to discern that which is of the enemy and that which is of you. So, Father, I'm praying that you will grant this gift. Father, that it is your desire that we know that which is of you. Your sheep hear your voice, and none other will they follow. Thank you for it, Lord. For the Lord would say to you, my beloved, that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I and my word are one, and my will is one with my word. As you feast upon me, your soul shall be satisfied with fatness, and you shall be filled with my fullness. How greatly I desire to bless you! How much have I reserved for you and not another! Your understanding will be enlarged to know the ways of the Lord in a way you've not experienced before. A new moving of my spirit is coming into your life. Expect it. Wait for it. Praise me for that large portion, even that double portion, which shall be yours, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, Scripture tells us in Galatians 6:2 to bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And as I've just been contemplating that, the Lord has given me revelation that Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophets. And the law of the Lord, we know, is perfect and righteous altogether. The only other commandment He gave was love one another as I have loved you. And so as we bear one another's burdens, as we truly care about one another with the agape love of Jesus, we're going to demonstrate that it is in caring for and being concerned about one another's welfare that the Lord is glorified and the law of Christ is fulfilled. And it's through that agape love that the world will know that we are His disciples. Think of it this way: as we love and do good unto all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith, we are actually evangelizing the unsaved by our actions and works of faith and love. Beloved, you and I are His ambassadors, demonstrating Jesus. Praise God. Well, beloved, give me the privilege of being able to share your burdens. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.